Sean Belegian just came in and went, that city chicken. Oh my God, that city chicken. You know, he keeps coming in here raving about the food. And you didn't use a smoker on the city chicken. And he's a smoker. I mean, I don't mean cigarette or cigar or, well, he enjoys a fine cigar once in a while. But, you know, for cooking, he's like the smoking king. Well, it's the 40th Annual American Polish Festival and Craft Show set for this weekend. It is a great Polish tradition that is back and better than ever. They continue to grow this festival. Home-cooked Polish foods, they brought a ton of food, and it's really good. Traditional Polish dancers, great bands, and a pierogi-eating contest.
Yes.
How about that? I'm happy to welcome into the studio Ken Reszczyk and Frank Vitis here to talk about it. Although Frank said he's not talking, but he's already talked. He's already talked more than Ken, and Ken's the one who's talking.
It's hard to keep him quiet.
Come on. Because I'm not going to talk. He's the only one that's talking. All right. Well, it's nice to have you here. But Ken, it's a great tradition, and it's come back. And speaking of Ken, Ken Rogalski is a member of your
exactly
club.
Good guy and longtime member, lifetime member, actually.
Well, that's nice. He was born into it. We like that. He's doing a great job. He's got a new job, doing a great job, and we wish him well all the time. As this summertime tradition continues, Macomb County's largest and best, without question, 40th American Polish Festival through this weekend, Friday, today, 4 p.m. to 11 p.m., tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m., Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., continuous live music all weekend. You got a lot going on.
We sure do. Just to name a little bit about the food, we have traditional kielbasa, smoked and fresh, with sauerkraut, or we call kapusta. We have city chickens, which Belegian's
going crazy over.
It's all over his face. Look at him.
You know. Well, that's kind of the way he eats with his fingers, and you know.
And we have, of course, pierogies. Everybody likes pierogies.
Pierogies. I like pierogies. I mean, I was exposed to pierogies a long time ago, or introduced, maybe, is a better way to.
Well, I heard you change your name. It used to be Smithowski.
It was Smithowski, okay. And I had to change it for radio.
But and we have stuffed cabbage, or we call gołomki. But we've got
gołomki. Oh, gołomki, yes.
But we have some different twists on ethnic foods. We got something called Polish sushi, which is a big dick dill pickle wrapped in cream cheese with salami around that. It's unbelievable.
God bless you for coming up with Polish sushi. Well, there's something for everyone.
Well, and of course, we did the nachos, too. We got Polish nachos.
What makes a Polish nacho? What makes a nacho Polish?
Well, because it's got ground up sausage, fresh sausage, sprinkled on kettle corn chips with a white cream cheese sauce.
Oh.
And sprinkled with green onion tops.
Oh.
You guys are the best.
You're bringing tears to his eyes.
Wow.
You would love that.
Well, and of course, we got everybody's old standard when you were a kid. You didn't eat peanut butter and jelly in Hamtramck. You had fried bologna sandwiches.
Oh, you know, that's something I never got to have. Fried bologna. In Monroe, we had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Well, you can come to the festival and have the fried bologna then.
We'll come to the festival and get our fried bologna sandwich. Let's give some credit to Glenn, your primary chef, I believe.
Leonard Palomino.
Oh, Leonard Palomino?
Yes.
All right. This guy is, just from what I'm tasting here with the city chicken and the glumki and the pierogies and everything else, this is out of this world.
Oh, you're getting the best from him, I got to tell you.
Here, if you are going to actually talk, I want you to talk into the microphone. There we go.
Well, just a non-paid announcement for him. He is one of the best chefs that we have in this around, you know, the Macomb area. And what he does and the parties and that he does chef for, they all rave about it. And one of the things that we didn't bring that he's really noted for, and hopefully he will bottle it, is that his salad dressing. You have to have that.
Really?
Oh, that is just something that is just marvelous.
Well, isn't that nice?
Oh.
Why, and you didn't bring it because?
Well, because they didn't.
We couldn't fit it in the trunk of the car.
We've got everything else.
I'm told that you've got everything plus the kitchen sink over there. Yeah. I haven't been able to leave the studio to go look, but for them to tell me, you should see all the food. There must be a heck of a presentation of food. Food is such a big part of it, but so is the music. So is the camaraderie of hanging out at the beer tent or the Polish pub or the Kielbasa Cafe or the Polish Kitchen, the craft show, the live music and dancing, and a Polish mass at noon on Sunday. Forgive me, Father, I have overeaten. I guess it'd be one of the things. You got a lineup of live music all weekend.
Well, let me tell you, one of the special things we have tonight, along with the Kielbasa Kings polka band, we have
Polish Muslims.
Mm-hmm. Polish Muslims.
They're a parody rock and roll group.
We've actually had the Kielbasa Kings in our studio. Ann is reminding me. I knew that they sounded very familiar, but we've had them in the studio in the past, not lately. Mm-hmm. And they were great. And I think people from all over Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois are going to be showing up and are happy to know that you're back.
Yes.
Isn't that fun?
And in keeping with tradition, we have a lot of the Polish dance groups that dress up in the traditional Polish costumes and dance and everything. Kids all the way from like 3 years old all the way up to adults.
You can go, by the way, to AmericanPolishFestival.com, AmericanPolishFestival.com for more information with the special performances by the Polish dancers. $5 admission, 17 and under free. Free parking and free shuttles. And somebody is celebrating a big 70th birthday this weekend?
Well, it's Ken Wogalski's family member who's having her 70th, Marcella.
Oh, okay.
So she's having a nice 70th birthday party.
Are you going to that party?
I'm going to go there, and then after that, I'm going back to volunteer as I do for the festival.
So this is Frank Vitiz, yes, who's not speaking on the show today. How long have you been a member of this wonderful club?
Well, actually, I'm not a member. I'm just a volunteer. And I just volunteered. I've been volunteering for quite a long period of time for the festival and all other events that they have.
So are you not welcomed by the American Polish Century Club?
No.
I mean, why aren't you a member?
Well, because I'm half Italian and half Hungarian. So I've got to check and do a little research to see if the parents of my mother and that, if they are...
I'm sure if you get one of those DNA tests, they're going to find some Polish blood in
you. Well, I'm going to try to find somebody who has a little bit of Polish, kick, and that'll get me in there real quick.
Right. Well, it obviously is a lot of fun with a summertime tradition coming back, Macomb County's largest and best, the 40th American Polish Festival, starts tonight, 4 to 11, tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 11. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Where's the exact location? I don't see it right
14
here.
14 Mile and Hoover.
14 Mile and Hoover. Follow the wonderful aromas of the great food that they'll be featuring, along with the music and the dancing, the camaraderie, and a lot of fun. I want to thank Ken Reszczyk.
You got it.
For being here with us and bringing along the food. And thanks for bringing Frank Vitiz. I just wish we could have talked to him at one point. Yes.
I got one more thing. Another surprise for everybody who ever lived in Hamtramck or on the east side.
Yeah.
We're bringing back Jeannie's Weenie's Coney Island hot dogs.
No, not Jeannie's Weenie's Coney Island hot dogs.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I don't know them, but I'm happy to hype them for you.
But everybody else there that's listening, they've heard of Jeannie's Weenie's.
Have they?
Yes. He's a tradition in Hamtramck way back from the 50s. The store has been closed for the last 12 or 15 years, but his family graciously gave us the recipe and the seasonings to his unique Coney Island hot dogs.
Well, let me go back a little further. I don't know how you reacted to this, but I laughed back with our old friend Dick Purton. Mm-hmm. One of the classic lines he had was he was listing school closings, and he said, "In Hamtramck, the schools are closed, but the buses are running." Oh, good. You're laughing. Yes. Yeah. That's one of the greatest ad-lib lines I've ever heard anywhere. So God bless you, Dick Burton, wherever you are. And God bless you guys for continuing this tradition.
And
this is wonderful.
Thank Thanks,
you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. It is 8:46 at 760 WJR.